The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. Joining us on the phone right now is the Jump Little Children frontman, songwriter, producer, all-around good guy. It is the great Jay Clifford. How are you, my friend?
That's quite the intro. I'm doing great, man.
Oh, I know how to kiss ass, believe me.
I know how to do it, too. You
But Jump Little Children, back with a new record, back on the road. Where are you right now?
Right now we're in Brooklyn. We have a couple of shows up here in New York. We're playing Le Poisson Rouge and also the Union Pool. So two shows here, then on to Boston.
That is so cool. And Boston, you definitely have the history in Boston, too.
That's right. Yeah, we lived there for about 6 months, played a lot of Irish music there. And that was right. We actually lived in Charleston for a little bit, moved to Boston, back to Charleston, because we missed it so much.
Well, you're one of Charleston's all-time favorite groups, and you will be at the Charleston Music Hall on Saturday, October 6th. Make sure you get your tickets for that. It is going to be an unbelievable show. Plus, I am loving the new record, Sparrow, the first one in over a decade. Tell us what were the circumstances that you finally got in and made the record.
Well, we actually did the reunion tour, which was 10 years to the month after our last Dock Street show in 2005, the 2015 reunion tour. And the reaction from that sort of propelled us in this direction to make a new record. So then we started the Pledge Music campaign, and we just felt so much love and support from all across the country and gave us the tools to make a record, which we're forever thankful for. So we did our best and had an amazing time doing it. And here we are on tour with a new record.
And the songs are excellent. As always, Hand on My Heartache. What a catchy single.
Oh, thanks.
Plus, I also have been digging X-Raying Flowers, and this Sunday morning, I will be playing the tune Violets, and I know there's a certain member of your family who does enjoy the Critics' Choice program on Sundays.
That's right. Well, she goes way back to Sundays Over Easy.
Yes, that's where the show started, and it will be the 20th anniversary next year, so I'm looking forward to that. And the she we speak of, Jay, is?
So that's my wife, Stacy. If I could put in a plug.
Yes, absolutely.
She's absolutely loved the show all these years, and it became a Sunday tradition for us around the house. So I've made many a waffle and omelet listening to your Sunday morning show.
I definitely appreciate that. Yeah, and I'll be playing a bunch of stuff on Sundays, and you'll hear a bunch of stuff here on The Bridge. But the show coming to town on Saturday, October 6th, Charleston Music Hall. I'm sure you're going to be doing the whole catalog from the Licorice Tea demos through Magazine, Vertigo, Between the Dim and the Dark, and the new record, Sparrow.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit everything. We're throwing in several new tunes, and then, of course, we're kind of featuring the new record. But we have a lot of the old standbys, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, so some new tunes, too. So this might continue through 2019 and even a new record next year, possibly?
We're thinking about it right now, but we don't have anything to announce at this point. But knowing how quickly people put out records these days, it used to be about 3 years. So now it's about a year and a half. So we're thinking about it. There's always a mountain to climb, but we'll see.
And you've been doing the great work, even behind the scenes, the songwriting and the producing now for how many years?
Yeah, I had the studio downtown for about 12 years, I think it was. Worked with my friend Josh Kaler, who ended up producing this record in Nashville. And I've been orchestrating for singer-songwriters who play with symphonies like, you know, Amos Lee or Gregory Allen Isakoff, with bands like that, Elephant Revival, because a lot of these bands play with symphonies at places like Red Rocks and other stadiums around the country for one of those, you know, really big evenings kind of featuring those artists. And so they hire me to put the charts together. So I've been doing a little bit of everything and having fun with it.
He is the multi-talented Jay Clifford of Jump Little Children, who will be at the Charleston Music Hall Saturday, October 6th. Not to be missed. Get your tickets and see a phenomenal show. Also, the openers, Sonder Blue, who were finalists in our last band standing a few years ago. Like those guys.
Yeah, we definitely love to support local music, and they've joined us on tour. Just the sweetest guys, and they're just have enormous potential. So we're big fans.
Jay, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Enjoy the shows in the big cities, New York City and Boston. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks. Get the new album, Sparrow, at Monster Music and Movies in West Ashley and all over Charleston. And cannot wait for the show with Jump Little Children. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. It is the great Jay Clifford on the Sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge.
Thanks, Critic. Really appreciate it.